With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence, which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today, we present to you a compilation of Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures titled, Save Our Planet. Eliminate the production of meat.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
You heard an interview with Professor Kirk Smith at the University of California at Berkeley in the US, who said reducing methane would buy us critical time in the fight against climate change. He also said that livestock were the greatest human-caused source of methane and suggested government tax meat to reduce consumption. Supreme Master, can you please help us to understand how reducing human-caused methane will cool the planet faster than reducing CO2?
Scientifically speaking, methane ends its effect much faster than CO2, yeah? And its warming potential is greater than CO2. So if the methane is gone out, then we cool the planet quicker. And the methane dissipates out of the atmosphere in 9 to 15 years, but the CO2 lingers for an estimated range of 40 to 200 years. So because methane goes out faster and heats up the climate more, so if it goes out, then the Earth cool more and quicker compared to CO2 effect. So some intergovernmental panel on climate change scientists say that eliminating livestock farming would be the fastest way to bring down methane and cool the planet, thus buying critical time, you know, in the fight against global warming, as they said. So in interview with the Supreme Master TV, Dr. Kirk Smith stated that CO2 emissions could still be hitting the planet 1,000 years after they are emitted. Can you imagine? So if we want to see the cooling of our planet in the next 1 or 2 decades, it's more effective to reduce methane first. And because the greatest source of methane on the planet is from livestock, so to be a vegan is the fastest way to reduce methane, thus bring cooling to the planet successfully and fast.
Thank you so much for your work. In here in Southern California, there's a drought currently, and talking about water rationing. And what are the experts in the interviews have to say?
The expert told us a lot of things, yes. They say that California right now is headed toward the worst drought in California recorded history, the worst drought they're heading to. the Sierra Nevada Mountains, which supply much of the rest of California's water, is supplying now 61% of the usual amount in this past winter season. Winter season, even. We're not talking about summer yet, huh? When it's dry. California produces 50% of fruit, vegetables, and nuts that are grown in the United States. But the U.S. government has announced that farmer will not be able to buy any water from the state. Imagine this. They supply 50% of your fruit and vegetable, but now they're not able to buy any water from the state. And their state is in the drought predicament, because the main source of water for farmer is expected to go dry this year. Greenhouse gases are causing deserts to expand in California, elsewhere as well, but now we just zoom in California, yeah? Moreover, two of the largest man-made lakes in the U.S., Lake Mead and Lake Powell, will be dry in the next decade, 2021. These lakes and the Colorado River system that fills them provide water to nearly 8% of the U.S. population. Now they are drying. They'll be completely dry soon. So, picture all this, see? Stockholm International Water Institute states that 70% of water is used by agriculture. Of that amount, a lot of it is going into planting corn and soy, and that is to feed animals, not humans. That's why we short of water, short of food. It's a waste of precious food, not just our precious water as well. The experts also calculate that 1 kilogram of beef takes 5,000 to 20,000 liters of water to produce, but 1 kilogram of wheat takes only 500 to 2,000 liters of water. That is 1/10, you know, 10% of the amount of water for meat, you see? At a time when we have water shortage and all the reservoirs are dwindling at such an alarming rate, we are truly afraid that even if we don't take shower at all, it will not do much help. Because all the human uses and everything come together is only 30% of water around the world. Everything else mostly used for meat industry, 70% of it. You see that? So even if you and I go ascetic, you know, we don't even wash clothes. We go like the Himalaya yogis, the one who doesn't wear clothes, and we don't wash ourselves. We put ash on our body forever. It won't help the planet. Meat industry should be cut. That will help the planet. That will help to reserve our water, to refill our lakes and our river again. That is physically and scientifically speaking. I'm not talking about the merit, the bad karmic contribution that we are doing to ourselves by harming others and torturing animals and killing them just to save our stomach. Okay? On the other hand, if we forego 1 pound of beef, we can save more water than we stop showering for half a year. Just don't eat 4 hamburgers, and you can shower half a year every day, generously. Can you imagine the big, big, big difference like that? So if we really want to save the water for the world to be able to use for our daily necessity, not to talk about future generations, then we have to change to a vegetarian diet, animal-free diet. Animal industry must be out. That's it. Thank you. Fishing contributes to global warming primarily by disturbing the complex ecosystems of the world's oceans. Balanced marine ecosystems are extremely important, as more than two-thirds of the planet is covered by oceans. They provide half of the world's oxygen and play a major part in regulating the global climate. So life on Earth truly depends very much on the ocean for survival. In addition, oceans also absorb atmospheric CO2, carbon dioxide, which directly helps to cool our planet. These are just a few among the great things that the oceans do. To disturb the balance of the seas thus ultimately places our own lives in danger. So we could say that it is in our interest to care for the oceans if we want to survive, and all the life that they contain, including fish. Fish farms are like on-land factory farms. They have similar problems environmentally, with impact that includes polluting the bodies of waters. The farmed fish are contained in big netted areas of the ocean shore with uneaten food, fish waste, antibiotics or other drugs and chemicals that pass into the surrounding waters, where they harm our ecosystems and pollute our drinking source. Depleting wild fish stocks. Also, fish like salmon that are eaten by humans are usually fed huge amounts of other fishes like anchovies. Studies have found that for every kilo of salmon that is sold in a supermarket, 4 kilos of wild fish have to be caught to feed the salmon. This practice also endangers sea animals, like sea lions and birds that are thought to be a threat, are often harassed with firecrackers or loud underwater speakers, causing pain, disorientation, and hearing loss. To marine mammals and others are often even shot dead. These are just a few of the problems associated with fish farming, which have become bigger as the fishing has increased. So the issues arising from related industries like the production of food for salmon have also been on the rise. In Peru, for example, fish food is made from anchovies, which causes illness for the adults who are closely involved in its production, as well as asthma and skin disease in young children from the toxic smoke that pours out onto the streets from the factories, along with pollution to the nearby ocean waters, of course. This fish production also affects bird population, with some like the guano bird having declined by 90% in number. So the result is that consumers can buy cheap fish, but it comes with a very heavy, expensive cost to our children's health and a degraded environment. Meanwhile, if we say that the ocean ecosystems are dependent on fish populations to be balanced, then those ecosystems are extremely imbalanced right now. Scientists estimate that more than 90% of the ocean's big fish have disappeared over the last 50 years due to commercial fishing. They warned that at the present rate of fishing, there will be a global collapse of all species being fished by 2050. And say that recovery efforts need to be started immediately. So what we are seeing from these fish and marine life are signs of distress. And from the oceans themselves, we are seeing other signs such as warming temperatures, rising sea levels, increasing acidification, and terrible levels of pollution. So global warming is affecting the oceans, which in turn is affecting the fish. This is an equally urgent situation as the one presented by livestock industry. And it has the exact same solution. Stop eating the flesh. Stop killing for food. Stop eating the fish. This will help restore the balance of both the ocean and land immediately. Fish are God's creations that we should also care for, respect, protect, not to eat. We should be looking for ways to help the fish, to protect them and all the marine life from the devastating effects of climate change. Once we start thinking in this way, we are in a better position for ourselves, for the fish, and for the planet. Thank you.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk, pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Uses up to 70% of clean water. Pollutes most of the water bodies. Deforests the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Causes world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption: cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Thank you for your caring presence for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Join us again tomorrow for part two of Save Our Planet, Eliminate the Production of Meat. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. May divine blessings fill your life with wonder and peace.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.